heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful summer day as we head towards August. Also, KSBT here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, 97.1 FM, and soon to be again 1400 AM. Also, just as a reminder, you can tune into these fine stations anytime, anywhere at NorthIdahoRadio.com, NorthIdahoRadio.com. Even if there's a local episode that you want to, that's already aired, that you want to go back and hear, or maybe you heard about it or what have you, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and go to the local hour, put in the date, and boom, there it is. Anyway, it's North Idaho Thursday today. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with a representative from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. Find out what's going on over there this month. Jeff Hurst will be joining us in just a few minutes here. Of course, the golf course is in tremendous shape, and the new restaurant Tracks at the Elks is great. And we'll talk about all that elk stuff here in a moment. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Justin Dick and Amelia Boyd from Bonner General Health Foundation. They have their second annual Find Your Strength Family Fun Run, 1K and 5K, coming up in September. We'll learn more about that in just a little bit. But first, a lot going on as we are hitting the height of summer here in North Idaho. Of course, the festival at Sandpoint kicks off tonight, this evening, with Brit Floyd, which is a world-renowned Pink Floyd cover band, as they present in honor of the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon. Their show, and it's I haven't seen it, but from what I understand, it is a spectacular show. There are tickets still available at festival@sandpoint.com. And Dark Side of the Moon, 50 years. I was a senior in high school. true story. Just getting old. Anyway, so the festival kicks off this weekend, and a really fun weekend ahead. A train is Saturday night is sold out, but I think there's for this weekend there's tickets for Friday, Gary Clark Jr., and Sunday, the String Cheese Incident, and of course, as I mentioned, tonight. So also, here's a special announcement we just learned today. Of course, the PRCA Rodeo is coming next weekend to the Bonner County Fairgrounds, and tickets this year can only be purchased online at Bonner County Fair. So you can go and do that and still get tickets for the rodeo. But there is one day next week where you can get rodeo tickets in person. And that will be happening next Wednesday, only at North 40 Outfitters, of course, on Highway 95 in Ponderay. And not only can you buy your tickets there between 1 and 4, but you can meet the rodeo queen, Maddie Gunter, who's been on the show a few times over. In fact, she's going to be on the show next week. and also the PRCA rodeo clown will be there. And, you might want to check it, put that on your calendar, your reminder on your phone, whatever, that next Wednesday between 1 and 4, meet the clown, meet the queen, and buy your rodeo tickets from noon until 4. The clown will only be there till 3. So bring the kids out, get a picture and stuff like that. That's at North 40 Outfitters in Ponderay next Wednesday, August the 2nd. So now you know. Now you know. What else is going on? Well, once a month, one Friday a month, Schweitzer Mountain Resort has a hikes, bikes, and brews event, and it is coming up this Friday, tomorrow. And to learn more about that and anything going on at Schweitzer and their summer activities, go to Schweitzer.com. com. Of course, Crazy Days is this weekend in downtown Sandpoint, and always a fun day to go and shop and people watch and all that stuff. So I'm doing that on this Saturday, downtown Sandpoint. Of course, go to Farmer's Market as well. It can be a great day weather-wise and stuff. So check out the Downtown Shopping District on Facebook to get more details, or just as a reminder, hit downtown Sandpoint on Saturday. Also, Space Point. We've had Kyle on the show several times in the last year. They're having Eclipse. The Ring of Fire is happening this weekend. Excuse me, what day is this? This is tomorrow. Saturday, July 29th. And for more information, go to spacepoint.org. They have lots of things coming up the rest of this summer and this fall. Spacepoint.org for more on that. Let's see. I already mentioned Festival at Sandpoint. Mentioned the Weeby Jammins at the winery tomorrow. Bright Moments Jazz will be playing at Arlo's tomorrow. There's karaoke at the Turvan tomorrow as well. And I mentioned Farmer's Market. You want to do that. Yeah, just lots going on. For more details on all of that stuff, you can always go to Sandpoint Online and check it out and find out all of the local activities. Here on the show, we have Jeff Hirsch from the Sandpoint Elks coming up in just a moment. Also, we have Justin Dick and Amelia Boyd talking about the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run, which is coming up in September. So stick around.
Stop by your local grocery outlet to participate in our annual Independence from Hunger Drive. This is a great way to support your local food organizations. So take part in our Give 5, Get 5 program. Donate $5 and get a $5 coupon for a future visit. Donations made in-store stay in your local community. Join us in our fight against hunger by visiting your local grocery outlet today. Going on now through the end of July.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Hefty to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HEFTY to 42424. That's Hefty to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya
later. At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. I'm Bob Witte, by the way. I was told during the break I never mentioned that. But seeing how I'm here every Thursday for the last 100 years, might know that. Anyway, Jeff Hirst from the Elks is on his way over to join us here momentarily and tell us what's going on out there. I can tell you about Tracks at the Elks. It is the great new restaurant this year at the Elks Lodge. It is open Mondays from 3 until 8. You know, there's a Monday golf leg out there. Dang it, they call it the mixed leg on Mondays. So the bar and restaurant is open. It's also open 3 till 8 Wednesdays and Thursdays, Wednesday and Thursdays, 11 to 8 Friday and Saturday. Sunday do lunch and dinner from 11 to 8. And Sundays, if you haven't tried it yet, it's a great Sunday brunch from 10 until 2. You can make reservations if you'd like or get more information at 263-3313, 263-3313 for Tracks at the Elks. And, you know, it says on the door that it's open for members and guests, and it's generally there will always be a member there that you can be a guest of. So you can go to Tracks at the Elks. Don't worry about it. There will always be somebody around who you could be their guest. So you want to go check that out, and you want to check out their menu. You can go to ElksLodgeSandpoint.com. That's ElksLodgeSandpoint.com. You could also, I would imagine, go to the Sandpoint Elks Lodge Facebook page, and I think it's printed there, and they always post something about you know, their nightly special or when they have a fish fry or what have you. So that's all coming up. Also mentioned a little while ago about this weekend at the festival at Sandpoint. Sunday night, there are still tickets available for the String Cheese Incident. And a couple of years ago, like I guess when we took a year off for COVID, when we came back, it kind of changed a lot of things. And the first Sunday traditionally was the family concert and like a carnival atmosphere and stuff. But we changed that and we've had some kind of mellow Sunday evening shows. By the way, there is a family concert. It's Thursday at noon with Michael Fronte's doing the kids show and then the reggae show. So on Sunday night, String Cheese Incident would be a great, great way to wind down an otherwise busy, warm weekend. So you check that out at festival@sandpoint.com. Right now we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. And Jeff Hirst is with us. Jeff, how are you?
Bob Witte, how are you, my friend? Great to be with you here.
Of course, you've been on the air with me for decades. Former Sandpoint High School girls volleyball coach, state champion. How many times?
Four times. Great years for sure. Super fun.
Those were really great days. And what have you been doing since then?
Well, yes. So I hung up my whistle. I hung up my sneakers and I sold all my weight training equipment. And I am currently selling real estate with Sotheby's Realty right here in Sandpoint.
That's good. How's that going?
Super fun. Great, man. Everybody... it's the goods and the bads, right? Everybody wants to live in Sandpoint for all the reasons that we live in Sandpoint. But, of course, then that begins to saturate some of that a little bit. And, boy, if anybody who's been out walking around on First Avenue, Second Avenue, I mean, there are just a lot of people in town.
Yeah, so be extremely careful. I try to ride my bike everywhere. And going downtown, and across Fifth Avenue, I just walk.
Totally.
Because it's crazy than it's going to be for the next several weeks or month.
Yep, and of course, I'm sure you were talking about it. You know, the Festival of Sandpoint kicks off tonight. Yeah. So, I mean, that's another draw. There's just, you know, this is that time, right? 4th of July to Labor Day, basically, Sandpoint's just the place to be. So
you can't beat this weather.
No doubt.
It would be awesome. Nice if once or twice a week, we got this huge downpour.
But, just to kind of keep everybody at bay a little bit.
Plus, I wouldn't have to water my yard so much.
Super funny. We, as an agency, the Sotheby's team, we went on a tour yesterday. We went to look at this house, and it's a phenomenal home, custom built house, and great architecture, et cetera. And the reason the folks are selling, they just built it a year ago, but the reason they're selling it is they built it, came and visited on a summer day like this, bought the property, had the house drawn up, had the house built, came and spent last winter. It's the first winter ever. Yeah. They're like, we're selling. They can't take it. So for all you guys out there listening to this, don't worry, because we get a couple of harsh winters and it sort of weeds a few folks out.
I have always, for 40 years contended that the weather is the limiting factor.
Yep.
But we'll just see what's happening.
Well, who knows, man? If Al Gore was right, global warming is true. We start getting sunny days starting in late April, early May, and go all the way to October 20th. Ooh, North Idaho is hard to beat, man.
Yeah, you never hard know. To beat. Switching gears a little bit, the Sandpoint Elks. When did you get so involved with the Elks Club?
Sandpoint Elks Lodge, number 1376. So, I've known so many Elks over the years, as you have. We've all played golf there, and the concept was, it's a great little community golf course. Well, we also know that, and we know a lot of people. We know a lot of people that have done things with the Elks over the years, and it's quite a great community activist activities and community support type programs, fundraisings, et cetera, et cetera, and. Just kind of at that stage in my life where it's like, I want to get back to the not coaching anymore. And, kind of, it's like, I'm kind of missing the community a little bit, and certainly I love, doing what I'm doing right now with real estate, but I want to keep involved with the community. And so, through Doug Berdadich, who's been a great friend of mine for years, coached all of his daughters in volleyball for all those years and always knew that he was highly involved in the Elks and always talked to him about it and stuff. Finally called him and just said, hey, how do I get involved? And more than the golf membership. So in the conversation about the Elks, there's definitely two parallel tracks. There's the Elks and there's the Elks Golf, right? So the Elks Golf Course, you can come out, play golf, you can pay memberships, you can buy greens fees, you can buy cards, you can be involved at the Elks and play golf. And then there's the Elks, what I call the Elks Lodge, which is kind of the getting involved in some of these community programs. And, the dictionary program is tremendous. The fundraising, I think we do the drug awareness, the DARE van nowadays, I think, is a thing that the Elks is doing. So,
and the high school kids scholarships.
And the scholarship thing. And
my oldest daughter won one her senior year at Sandpoint High School for an essay she wrote. And she's in her mid-40s, and she still talks about it.
Tremendous, right. As a matter of fact, and my daughter graduated in 2018, Hannah Hurst. She got a scholarship. She's at U of I in her sixth year of graduate school, finishing off this next year.
Where does that time go?
I know, totally, right? Remember when she was shagging balls?
Absolutely.
Remember when she was shagging balls? She was 4 years old, whatever. But, so the scholarship program is tremendous. As a matter of fact, right now, there is a little gal, and I apologize to the family. Her name is escaping me, but she did the essay thing program. I think she's like number three in the nation.
Wow.
In the country. And I think she's going to some national, I think it's an Elks thing or it's the national writing thing, but it was, supported and her scholarship and sponsored by the Elks and stuff. So
it's huge.
It's huge. Yeah. And again, I apologize. I don't recall her name off the top of my head, but quite a great young lady. And I think, her essay was absolutely just top shelf. So.
That's great. I have seen you out at the course several times. I see your son William all the time out there.
William. Awesome.
Yeah. He's out there playing golf and having a good time. Yep. And I've seen your family go out there and go to Tracks at the Elks, the restaurant. So tell us about your experiences.
Yes.
There.
So the Elks, the big kind of new thing, new at the Elks is the Tracks. It's Craig and Deirdre Wirt. They moved here a few years back. I think they were involved in a couple other businesses in the area as well. But they've kind of hung their shingle at the Elks, and they are kind of running, operating the kitchen, if you will, the cafeteria, restaurant, bar, and it's called the Tracks. And
Craig, appropriate name for all the tracks totally that are
tracks, and also the tracks. Right, when you are on the golf course in the springtime, you got goose tracks, you got deer tracks, you got moose tracks, you got elk tracks. So it's really fun. Their logo is actually really fun. It's a it's a train track, and then all the different animal tracks.
Well, that's where I tend to hit my drive on both sets of tracks.
We found all of the tracks with our balls. Yes, of course. Yeah. But yeah, Craig and Deirdre Wirt are just doing a tremendous job. And, you know, the concept of the Elks Lodge being open to the public, it's public meaning you can come out and you can buy a, you know, you can play around a golf, whatever. But to access the restaurant, you need to have a sponsor, if you will, a member. And now typically, you know, the pro shop folk, there's almost typically always a member in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's so, what I was explaining before you got here.
Yeah, yeah.
There will always be a member that you can be.
You can just say, you know, hey, you know, I'll vouch or hey, I'll sponsor them that day or whatever. So we don't want that to be a thing where folks stay away. It's just, you know, the Elks is a membership lodge, and, mm-hmm. and certainly we would encourage folks with between the golf, the community support that they do, now the restaurant. As a matter of fact, you can rent the lodge room for events, family reunions, you know, anniversary parties.
Hey, family's done
birthdays.
It.
Totally. I remember, I'll drop a couple names here. I remember Jack Dyke when he had his 40th, I believe it was. You know, Robin rented the Elks.
Boy, that was a long
time ago. Okay, all right. Yeah. That was a long time ago, Jack. But anyway, yeah, so you know, these are some of the things that honestly, we're working hard to kind of let the community know that, yeah, we're here for you guys, and we're here for you guys in a lot of ways. You know, mm-hmm. come and participate. Because I think there may be a little bit of flavor of oh, I'm, you know, I'm not a member, or I'm not supposed to be out there. You know there's a couple things we
or
need to...
Or they're going to force me to join
yeah,
or
exactly.
jam it
I mean,
down my throat. It's totally
like
anything.
Of course, we would love for you guys to find out more about the Elks, find out more about what they do, and if you're looking for something like that, yeah, be involved. But more importantly, come and be part of everything that the Elks has to offer to the mm-hmm. community of Sandpoint, which is right now is a great little small town golf course. It's in great shape. Tanner, and again, forgive me, I don't remember his last name. Of course, Mike DePreez is running the golf and the pro shop, doing a great job. Craig and Deirdre running the restaurant, mm-hmm. the lodge team, the board of directors, et cetera, doing a great job of just managing everything going on there.
Over it's the awesome. Years, I don't think we've ever seen the course in as great a shape as it is, especially here the hottest time of the year. Would traditionally would dry out on spots here and there, but he's working with a very old irrigation system, but yep. making it work.
I 100% concur with you on that, Bob. I am so glad you said that. I'm going to shout it out from the mountaintops right now. The golf course itself is in it is the best playing golf course, meaning of the Elks that I have ever played, ever in history. It is in great shape. It
Especially
is
the greens.
Really fun.
The greens are right up there with anywhere around.
Anywhere, totally. And the fairways, like you said, is, you know, come on, guys, as long as you keep your 5-iron in the short grass, that second shot is going to be slick and easy and awesome. You're not hitting out of the hard pan and out of the, you know, the quagmire. It's great. So, yeah, so Tanner and his team, Mike and his crew, you know, all the crew and a bunch of kind of the leadership of the Elks Lodge has been finishing off or finishing touches on the water feature that's mm-hmm. on number 3.
Mm-hmm.
That started on Monday. Here we are Thursday. I haven't been out there yet but to see it, but I've been driving by and saw a bunch of tractors. So they're really doing a lot of nice things. And again, just in this moment, I want to encourage anybody who's listening to, you know, come out and shake a hand, come out and have a taco, have the chicken wings. Craig's chicken wings are phenomenal. His crab cakes, phenomenal.
Burgers.
The burgers, phenomenal.
Not a lot of places are doing Sunday brunch, and they're doing Sunday brunch. From 10 until 2.
Craig Wirt's chicken and waffles is like nothing I've ever had. And come and sit on the deck and watch people tee off, and it's just super fun.
Doesn't make them nervous.
No doubt.
Trust me.
Exactly.
Trust me on that
one. A bunch of people. Yeah. Super fun, though. Yeah.
Jeff Hurst, thanks for being. Let's do this again sometime. I want to learn more about the service end of the service organization of the Elks and the chairs. And you're sitting on one of those chairs right
yes.
now and
yes.
find out how all that goes. If you want to learn more about the Sandpoint Elks Lodge, 1376 here in Sandpoint, go to elkslodgesandpoint.com. Very easy to do. You can learn more about Trax. And by the way, Trax is hiring, like every restaurant around here is,
yeah.
and just more about the Elks in general. Jeff, thanks for joining us. I'll let you get back to your real estate hat, and we are going to take our second break. When we come back, we will be talking about Bonner General Health Foundation and their fun run. It's coming up in September, so stick around.
You know what I've always heard? That an attractive window in the right light can change everything, from the room to your mood. Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, home of North Idaho's only Hunter Douglas Gallery. Hunter Douglas has mastered the art of window dressing by engineering innovative functions into stylish, versatile looks for every window in your home. They are the leaders in light control, energy efficiency, operating systems, and motorization, which makes your home smarter, your days easier, and every room that much prettier. What we expect from our windows can shift throughout the day. We want full sun one moment, low light the next, a clear view, and then a discrete screen. Hunter Douglas shears, shades, blinds, and shutters help you balance the light you want with the privacy you need. Also, the insulating effect of many Hunter Douglas styles can help lower your heating costs in the winter and cooling costs in the summer. You only need to make one trip into the Hunter Douglas Gallery at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets to be amazed by the limitless choices of colors, styles, and functions offered by Hunter Douglas. Come see for yourself at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Hi, this is Stan.
And Pam.
We're the owners of Pegasus Auto Recycling. Do you have an unwanted car or truck that you just don't know what to do with?
We can help. Call Pegasus today.
Cash paid for your unwanted vehicles and free removal.
That's right, free removal.
Call Pegasus today. We have quality used auto parts, family owned and operated for 38 years.
Now at our new location. Come see us at 19028 North Pope Road in Hayden or online at PegasusAutoRecycling.com.
Call Pegasus today.
The Challenge of Champions Bull Riding Competition is back at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, Friday, August 18th at the Fairgrounds Outdoor Arena. This fun, family-friendly event features over 30 of the top bull riders and barrel racers. The competition begins at 7:30, and advance tickets are on sale online only at BonnerCountyFair.com.
Heads up to the Cowboy, he's coming back.
If you don't have access to a computer, stop by the Fairgrounds office. Don't miss the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding, Friday, August 18th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Once again, I want to thank my buddy Jeff Hurst from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge for joining us in that first segment, and this is just a weird day for me here on North Idaho Thursday. Jeff was running a little late, and then the two guests that I was expecting for this next segment have yet to arrive. But Casey McLaughlin is with us. Casey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me. So I appreciate it.
Of course, we were talking about the fun run that is coming up at Sandpoint City Beach, where it starts there, and it's called the Bonner General Health Foundation putting on the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run 1K and 5K. And how are you involved with that?
So I'm a member of the Bonner General Health Foundation, and so I'm helping out, and I'm a part of this whole process and just helping out the planning.
There we go. So I'm helping out with the planning piece of this. And really last year was my first year as part of the Bonner General Health Foundation. And so I'm glad to be a part and get to volunteer again. And I specifically have been helping out with the merchandise side of that.
And what is the merchandise side of that?
So that's just selling sweatshirts and t-shirts and different things. And we sell a bunch of cowbells, and people come in and get cowbells.
Now you're wearing a McDuff's t-shirt.
I am wearing a McDuff's t-shirt.
I have never been there.
Yeah. You've never been there?
No, just kidding.
I was going to say, that's classic Sandpoint.
I was there
right
yesterday.
There, yeah.
And what was the day? I was there the day before that. And Mugger Monday.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. You can't beat that spot. So
yeah, I was just kidding. That's great. So it's great to get involved. So last year was the first year of this fun run.
It was.
And how did it go? And did it meet or exceed expectations? Or
It was great. And I joined the foundation kind of right as that was kicking off. And so I got to really kind of experience that. That was my first experience jumping into the foundation. And it was fantastic. We had a lot of kids come, and that 1K is a superhero themed 1K. Mm-hmm. And so we have
I forgot about that.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. We have, and of course I love the schools and I love the kids. And so we try to incentivize kids coming and being a part of the fun run. And so what we do is make it superhero themed. And so we actually bring in a bunch of capes and masks, and we order those. And so kids can come in and
oh, so
and
you don't need to bring your own.
They don't need to bring their own, or they can. We had a lot of kids dressing up like Batman and Superman and everything else. And so this year we actually have connected the 1K fun run with what we do as a jogging club with our schools. And so that jogging club, they earn these little feet as they run.
Okay.
As they run enough miles, they earn a foot for each mile that they run. And so these kids, if they have participated, they can come and they will actually bring their feet, and they will earn a shoe, a golden shoe from us for running the 1K. So it's kind of a cool way, and we'll let them know, and we'll advertise that as the school year begins. And it's kind of an exciting way to get kids involved.
So that running at the grammar school started quite a while ago. And I remember my kids thinking, oh, I've never really just run before, but
right.
Kids tend to get into it, and it's great for them.
Oh, they are incredibly into it. So I was the principal at Kootenai Elementary School for a couple of years, and kids, that was their favorite time of year. They get out there, and it doesn't matter how much dew is on the ground or how wet or if it's raining or anything else, and they are going for it. And so when I was at Kootenai, we would actually print off some shirts and give t-shirts to the kids who had exceeded like 25 miles of running. And that's a lot of laps around
an
elementary
school
field. And so but it's pretty exciting. So it's exciting to be able to couple that and get kids involved and excited about fitness. And it's, of course, for an incredible good cause.
Yeah.
So that's.
And we'll talk about that cause. And Amelia Boyd will join us. I believe she's the race director.
She is.
And tell us some more details on that and how you two could train and get ready for a fun run like that.
Perfect.
We'll take our final break and get that out of the way. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the Bonner General Health Foundation and their Find Your Strength Family Fun Run right after this.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
And what's better than waking up to a toasty sausage McMuffin or sweet, savory sausage McGriddles? Waking up to two. Because when you buy one, you can get another for $1. You can even mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Be warned that once you pick up a refreshingly cold drink from McDonald's and people see just how refreshingly cold that drink from McDonald's is, you may create drink envy. Because there are drinks, then there are drinks from McDonald's.
And there's a sweet, fizzy, soft drink for any order. Right now, get your favorite flavor starting at just a buck. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mark's Marine has the boat your family wants now and red-hot reduced pricing. Whether it's fishing or family fun, Mark's Marine in Hayden has early end-of-season pricing on all inventory on-site now. The finest in pontoons from Avalon and Godfrey, dream fishing boats from Lund, Thunderjet, and more, in stock and on sale. Save thousands with Mark's Marine early end-of-season pricing now. Visit Mark's Marine today, Highway 95 in Hayden, and at marksmarineinc.com.
As a DJ on the hunt for sounds to add to my perfect summer playlist, I can build a track from just about anything. From the birds in the trees, to the sizzle of a burger on the grill, to the perfect beat drop. But there's something missing. Nothing says fun quite like the sound of summer scratch tickets from the Idaho Lottery. With prizes up to 200 grand and weekly second chance drawings for a $2,000 Delta gift card, this is a beat you can play to get away. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym.
gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Hefty to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HEFTY to 42424. That's Hefty to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday. We are talking about the Bonner General Health Foundation Find Your Strength Family Fun Run, which is coming up on September 3rd. Casey McLaughlin, of course, was on our first segment, has joined us today, as well as my former next-door neighbor, Amelia Boyd, is here. And Amelia, how did you become the race director for this particular fun run?
That's a good story, actually. I was asked to join the race committee last year, and my background, I used to coach cross country and track and field in New Hampshire. That's totally in my wheelhouse, and I gladly agreed. I didn't even know what the cause was for, actually. I said yes before Justin told me what it was
for. Now that's community service.
And then weeks into planning, the race director that agreed to be the race director had to back out for some reason or other. And then I got the phone call from Justin asking me before you say no, please hear me out. Mm-hmm. And again, I agreed without any hesitation, and it was an absolute pleasure. Oh my gosh. The group of people that I got to work with, for this race, just a phenomenal group. So it was basically, I didn't really feel like I was doing much, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's great. It's great that you would take that. And I could hear Justin on that phone call, too.
Oh, yes.
Hear me out. Don't say no yet.
He's like a bulldozer, that guy.
Yeah. So you came up with the idea, instead of like a half marathon or making it too tough, it's a 5K and a 1K. And for anybody who can't do the math, how long is a 5K?
A 5K is 3.1 miles. Okay. And a 1K is 0.6.
It's not 5 miles.
So no.
Make that perfectly clear.
Right.
And
right.
Casey was just talking about kids running 25 miles. So anybody can do this.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have some that are signed up for both, which is nice. Yeah. Right.
And we have people who walk the course.
Yeah.
As well,
yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. And you'll want to walk along. If your kids are going to do the superhero 1K, you just absolutely walk along with them, or kind of speed walk maybe or something like that. So it's a family fun run. And I would imagine the Andy Groats of the world are probably out there timing themselves and doing something.
You're probably right.
Or my daughter, Julia. They're all just too competitive. They got to beat their last time or whatever. But for the most part, it's just to finish and have a great time.
Yes. And it's a treat. And if I encourage people who do not want to participate in the walk or the run, just to show up, seeing those kids in their capes and costumes is really a treat. And then the after party, everybody's invited to that. And that's just a lot of fun for family as well.
Yeah. So just like so many great, like the Chafe 150 is a great after party. Mm-hmm. And the public's invited to join in that as well. So it's just such a special place, Trinity at City Beach, and go and do that. Tell us about the course itself. It begins at City Beach, where so many events begin.
Yes.
But where does this course go?
So we're going to start close-ish to the Snack Shack, mm-hmm, right there in the parking lot, and then go to the Sand Creek Trail. And then there's that turnaround. There's mm-hmm that little loop area, and that's the turnaround point for the 5K. And then the 1K, you'll turn around before the Cedar Street Bridge on the same trail on Cedar Creek.
So that's easy.
Yes.
Super easy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And if this all takes place on September the 23rd, and what does it take to sign up? How do you do that?
You can just go to bonnergeneralhealth.org. Yeah.
And then you go to /foundation. I don't know why I asked that question. I have it right in front of me here. And there's the 5K, the superhero 1K, and a family fun run after party. It's all happening on September the 23rd. And Amelia, as a former cross-country and track coach and avid runner and bike rider, if there's someone listening to this today who is not in shape at all, I mean, just, you know, maybe they walk or ride their bike a little bit, what should they be doing right now to get in shape for this fun run?
Well, I mean, if you're starting now, we do have a great program on, if you go to our website, Flourish Nutrition and Wellness. The owners, Kenny and Jen, have been sending weekly training and nutrition tips for participants.
There you go.
And basically, it's Couch to 5K. And it's fantastic. I mean, if you...
To 5K,
yeah,
I like that.
If you look on there, these weekly updates, I think now they're... I mean, if it were me and if I were to start today, I would, and I'm say I'm not a runner, I would start walking,
mm-hmm.
you know, walking first and then put in little increments of jogging and then walking in between. So taking it
kind of
really,
why I brought
really
it
slow.
Up. So don't just go out and say, I'm going to run 3 miles today because then you'll be sore. You'll be hurting the next day. And you think, God, running sucks. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I know how you feel sometimes. But yeah, I mean, the key is to take it slow for somebody who's inactive and isn't a runner. And that's what I would recommend. But if you go to our website and look at their training program, it's spot on. It's amazing. And the recipes on there look rather delicious.
And I know you, and you're always constantly talking about food and eating food, but you don't look like you've ever eaten any food. So I guess that running is good for you.
Bob knows me a little too well. The secrets are coming out.
So back to you, Casey. So what do you do for a living?
So what do I do for a living? I work for the school district, and I do eat for sure. Yeah, I do work for the school district as the director of secondary education.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I've had history working at the high school and at Sandpoint High School and at Cooney Elementary School.
Played football at Sandpoint High School.
I sure did. Yeah. Yep. Grew up in this town, and it's been a great spot to be. So, and that's really what I love to give back in the foundation. It's another opportunity, right, to give back to the town that I'm from and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to participate in something that's for a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And the foundation itself, are there other things that you guys do during the year?
We do. So there's a lot that happens with the foundation. So for one, and of course, this is an excellent cause in itself, but then the Heart Ball as well.
Absolutely.
So the Heart Ball's a really big deal that always takes place right around Valentine's Day. And it really works, and it's a community effort to really to earn or to gain some just some funds for different things that are really needed at the hospital and to support Bonner General Health. And it has been. We were absolutely amazed. I know Amelia's nodding her head as well, just amazed at the support of just the community of Sandpoint in helping.
And how many things they support.
Absolutely.
I mean, just look at the festival at Sandpoint, which opens tonight, by the way.
Yes, it does.
And it takes hundreds of volunteers to pull that off. And it just goes on and on with the nonprofits. And you touched on, the programs you support, the reason why you do this Family Fun Run and the Heart Ball. And the funds raised going on right now is for an exoskeleton.
Yes.
I said that right. Machine. And either one of you know the details on that, like what it's used for and why we need it?
Absolutely. It helps, and Amelia can jump in here, but it helps for people who have experienced stroke, or it might be cerebral palsy, or any type of muscular loss where they're struggling either to walk or cannot walk. And so this exoskeleton actually allows people to use the suit to fully walk and to stand. And last year was pretty amazing. We had someone who had a suit and was able to actually walk the entire course, who came and participated, which it's pretty phenomenal to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing for people who haven't had the opportunity to do so, to be able to use it for rehabilitation, and also just to be able to use it to experience what it's like again to be able to fully walk.
Yeah, that's
it. If I can touch on Ed Coughlin, he was the gentleman. He doesn't live here. He visits here, stays for a length of time. And he just happened to be in town last summer while we were doing the race. And he, like Casey said, he benefited from the suit. and was able to walk this with, you know, walking sticks. And it was pretty amazing to see this because he wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Without the exoskeleton.
And having the technology at Bonner General Health will benefit people in our community and throughout the Inland Northwest, because I think, what did Justin say last time? The closest one is in Wenatchee?
Wenatchee. Yeah.
So this is helping people in western Montana, you know, of course, Boundary County, just anywhere in this general area that's closer than Wenatchee to come to Bonner General
Health. And it will be the only one in Idaho.
In the entire state.
In the entire state. Yeah.
We have something Boise doesn't have.
And a lake.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So, Casey, back to the foundation. If people are hearing this and interested in – there's so many new people in town, and a lot of people want to get involved and say, you know, I'm retired or whatever. How can I – is Bonner General Health the foundation is something that they should take a look at?
Yeah, we have an advisory committee, which is an excellent place for people who want to inquire and be a part and just support the local hospital. And so it is, if you are interested or you're curious, go on to the website, bonnergeneral.org. And if you look at our, let's see, it's under, so if you, I'm going to direct you toward the race, because if you contact through the race, that would be a great place to start, is to learn more and register.
Well, do you need volunteers for the?
We do.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes.
What would be people that you need to volunteer for?
On the course, at water stations, we have traffic corps this year to direct traffic. So we won't have that issue this year, but basically just, you know, volunteers with water stations and
selling merch,
cleaning up.
I'm looking forward to, but we have cleanup. And
yeah.
Set up.
And
yeah. Cleanup is huge. You know, I do Beer Fest every year, and the hardest thing is to get people to stick around and help tear it down.
Yeah, everybody has a great event and ready to go at the end. But even registration and things like that, they're all those little detail spots that we can certainly use some help. So if people are willing or people are interested, we'd love to connect with you. If you go through the race, sign up, and then we can connect to you through there.
And again, we've been talking with Amelia Boyd and Casey McLaughlin, helping out Bonner General Health Foundation, their second annual Find Your Strength Family Fun Run. It is on September the 23rd. It's a 5K and a 1K. Again, the superhero themed kid 1K mainly. But you can come out and walk the 1K if you'd like.
Absolutely.
You. It's just going to be a great day. And Casey sells the merchandise, but could use some help.
Great deals.
Yeah.
what is it? Like, sweatshirts and T-shirts?
Yeah, sweatshirts, T-shirts. Like I said, there's cowbells so people can cheer each other on, which actually were like the top seller because everybody wanted to cheer people as they came through. And a lot of people run the race that haven't ran races before. And so they actually have a pretty good sized cheering committee for a lot of different people that'll come out. And it is, right? It is a fun run, and it's something that is, I really think it's doable for the majority of people, whether you do the 1K or the 5K. It's a pretty doable race. And so we had last year attracted a lot of people that would just want to come out and give it a shot. And so we'd love to see people to come out and be part of the community. You can give this an opportunity, give it a shot and come and do it. And we will definitely ring the cowbells for you as you come through. So, and we've got pint glasses and all sorts of things that you can purchase. It's a pretty,
we're going to have baseball hats this year.
Yeah.
Amelia, again, how do you find that Couch to 5K training that you mentioned?
That is on our website, bonnergeneralhealth.org.
Yeah, and it is a great website. I'm on it right now. You can find a foundation and more information on the Heart Ball and just in Bonner General, all the services offered and what have you at bonnergeneralhealth.org or bonnergeneralhealth.org. Casey, Amelia, thanks for joining us and taking time out of a beautiful summer day to come sit in this freezing cold studio.
Always good to see you, Bob.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
All right. And that's it for this week. Festival at Sandpoint opens tonight, goes throughout the weekend. A train is sold out. The other night's tickets still available at festivalatsandpoint.com. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.